Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Everybody's green beans came in a bag at lunch. It's normal. We had bagged pizza for real. Like the little
bagged pizza.
I'm not kidding. Like little
plastic bags.
Little like plastic bags over pizza, like what you'd find at a gas station now where they're just kind of warm, but ugh.
Even those have boxes though.
Yeah, ours had bags.
Hey, wow. Can I get two Zasacks
so
today?
And our green beans came in bags every time.
Man, if we had pizza sacks, those would have been thrown like grenades in the lunchroom for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that would have been better than people just putting too much ketchup on their tray and flinging it over their head to the table next to them.
Imagine.
I don't know what's worse, being covered in ketchup or getting hit in the head with a plastic tray.
Dude, you just twist that bag a few times so there's air in it and throw that thing at a wall.
Grenade.
Pizza Bob!
So much.
Hands up!
Yeah, the bag industry, the plastic bag industry must have had a heavy lobby in your parts.
Yeah, I just Googled to see if I could show you guys a picture, and it really just makes me sad more than anything, because I'm seeing a lot of my school lunches that came in bags. And it doesn't...
Are you just referring to like a sack lunch your parents packed?
No, I'm not.
Not know
I swear
what
to
that
God,
is?
This is called like the Galaxy brand or whatever. So many schools I know for a fact that I went to in the Southeast, Alabama, Georgia, all of them, had pizza that would come in bags, fresh veggies that came in bags. And I'm talking like plastic bags that you pull like a Little Debbie treat out of. That's what my pizza came in. The only thing that was ever fresh was the salad bar, which by fresh, I mean like the salad was only kind of slimy, and the chicken sandwiches that we only got on Fridays.
It's so weird typing in bag of pizza.
I know, right? Like isn't this? It? Yeah, just like that.
So it looks like a little bag of chips.
Or yeah, but it's like pizza in there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Galaxy
only 128
pizza.
Bucks a case.
And they were, yeah, exactly.
That's a pretty good deal. 72 packs per case.
And they're made out of nothing. So you don't, it's not bad for you.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just polymers.
It's only a quarter of a pound.
And the tears of people who never made it out of their hometown.
I'll bet the second you open that bag, you get a week old queef straight to the nostrils.
Absolutely. A ghost escapes for sure.
Oh, they used to be piping hot and you had to pull them out of that dang bag. And if you tried to pull the thing all the way back, it pulled the cheese off.
Wait, so you heat it up in the bag?
We didn't have to heat it up. It came to us heated.
So they're like steam bags of pizza.
Exactly.
Steamed bagged pizza.
Yeah.
Imagine sitting.
I mean, I've seen vegetables like that because you often steam vegetables, but steamed pizza doesn't sound that
appealing. No, it doesn't. Have you ever noticed after we eat that bagged pizza, our nipples get tender and you find calcium deposits inside them?
Oh my God.
That's weird. Probably unrelated.
Everybody in this town's freakishly tall. Why?
It's
not in the water. It's in the bagged pizza.
I just flipped through the pictures too. It looks like a little
circle.
Like a little cupcake.
Yeah, it's a circle pizza.
It's got
it
like
never
a pie,
looks like that.
Oh, you're
it's
right.
It's like a pie crust.
It looks like a little pizza pie.
It's a tart or a tort.
Pizza tort.
Yeah, no, by the
steamed
time I got
bagged
it.
Pizza torts.
A lot of people had bagged milk. And they
bagged
said it was
milk.
Like a straw, like a pillow made of milk you stabbed with a straw and
like
drank.
Like
again, that would have been such a good milk grenade.
Capri Sun milk.
Yeah, isn't it weird though
how
Capri
sounds like,
Sun
yeah.
sounds so normal, but you replace Capri Sun with milk and it's the most foreign thing in the world.
It's very because Canada, all of their milk comes in bags.
Is that a fact?
Yeah.
Milk bags.
Yeah, it is.
What do you even know about Canada?
I know that they call grades grade 8 and other numbers too.
Well, consider myself put in my place.
Wow.
Yeah.
The milk comes in a larger package stuffed with three bladders, adding up to 4 liters because the bags aren't rigid like a bottle. Some bagged milk fans argue that they're easier to store in the refrigerator.
Yeah, did you hear that? Liter. That's very foreign.
It is.
We could never do that here.
And is that spelled E-R or R-E?
1 liter bag of milk, please. Here's a loony for it.
The steamed pizza was always soggy, right?
Always. Never crispy.
It would have to be.
Even the occasion.
Our boxed pizzas were soggy. When you get them from school, everything is damp.
Everything's so
that's
wet.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they never give any air to whatever those boilers are or whatever.
So gross.
I'm a teacher in Tennessee, this text says, and my students had bagged breakfast pizza for breakfast yesterday.
Yep.
That's right.
Breakfast pizza.
Oh, yeah. Put a little sausage and some eggs on there. Call it breakfast.
The Upper Peninsula of Michigan reports that those bags of milk are referred to there as Canadian breast implants.
Okay, that's something I didn't know.
That is a good one.
Yeah, I definitely don't. I mean, they might say it's easier to shove into the fridge, but I know when people bring things that are in bags and shove them into fridges, it looks like the fridge here in a complete disorganized mess.
Oh, yeah, we have a lot of, of school things. School
I want things in containers. I want to be able to put them in order.
Yeah.
Boxes, please. Thank you.
Well, we'll have to come back to this homecoming dance.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Why was it postponed?
I'm going to tell you.
They ran out of sacks of food and milk.
No bags of pizza.
They ran out of pizza bags to put newborn babies into.
The DJ brought his girlfriend, who was in fourth grade at the same school.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.